Good evening. At this time, I will speak to all those here, and treat you as symbols of the country called England. In the coming years, certain changes will take place in the surface of your world. These changes will directly affect all life upon your world. The country known as England, and by that I naturally include Wales and that part called Scotland, will be highly significant in this a great change. As you know, the spiritual hierarchy of Terra, which you call the Great White Brotherhood, has been instructed to move from the remote Himalayas closer to so-called civilization. This move is taking place at this very moment. Already, the mountain in Scotland called by Hugh Ben MacDue is now a retreat for the Great White Brotherhood. This is the first retreat of its kind in these islands for 100,000 of your Earth years. This is a definite sign of the times, as it were. A sign which only goes to show you that things upon the surface of your world are now changing. And this great change will result in the cosmic initiation of this earth as an entity, and the direct result of this will be a great golden millennium of peace, which will be enjoyed by some, but not all. The time of your trial is now, at this very moment. At this very moment, Hugh all have sufficient information to prepare yourselves that you are able to take your rightful place in the future scheme of this great insignificant initiation. Should you choose, and the choice is yours, to turn away from your great opportunities, then you will, by this decision, signify that you can only be reborn upon another, a younger world, which will be then prepared for you. In the great change which is to come, the small surface of earth in which you in England now reside will be highly significant. Highly significant because the hill of your spiritual position in the new world will change. It is a mark, an essential mark of evolution, that the spiritual hierarchy move from the remoteness of the Himalayas unto the less remote parts of Terra. For thousands of your years, the Himalayas have been the seat of wisdom. This is now being changed. Places like this hitherto far spiritually insignificant island, England, will in the future become of great significance throughout all earth. I do not make any attempt to say that in order to flatter you. Flattery is absurdity. It is beyond our indulgence. I say it because it is true. As it is true, a few people in this island have indeed great and vast opportunities to set a pattern for the rest of mankind. Please do not run away with the idea that England as such will be the only place of spiritual significance. It will not be, but it will be one of the most important of those places which are spiritually a significant a tool, the new world. And this is the first time that we have spoken of the new world. Before this, we have always referred to the coming change as the new age. Mankind has, over the years, been educated into the belief and acceptance of the new age. It is now time to educate mankind into the belief and acceptance of the new world, for virtually it will be that. Gradually, the ionization units around this earth of yours will be taken down. This will allow a more complete cosmic bombardment of the surface of this earth of yours. Higher frequencies of light into the ultraviolet spectrum will be freer to bombard the actual surface of Terra. This energy bombardment will be tantamount to a cosmic initiation of the planet as an entity. All vibrations as a result of this concentrated bombardment of energy will be stepped up to such an extent that only those are ready for a residence within the new world could possibly live here. Because of mankind, Terra as an entity has had to put off her a cosmic initiation for aeons. The great lords of karma have now declared that no longer shall she suffer thus. Therefore, these things will come to pass. In the coming to pass, Terra will change upon her axis . This axis change can be brought about in two ways. Number one, as a gradual process governed by nature, which is not interfered with by the meddling hands of stupid terrestrials. Or number two, as an exaggerated move precipitated into this exaggeration by the continued use of atomic weapons or by an atomic conflict upon the surface of Terra. Mankind and mankind only are the choosers which way this great move will be brought about. But that it will be brought about is definite. The constant bombardment as a result of the change of axis, as a result of the dismantling of the ionosphere, will alter all rates of vibration, will alter all known weather conditions. No longer will you have winter, spring, summer, and autumn. You will have a different cycle of life entirely. The weather conditions you called will, for the most part, remain quite constant. The cycle of life will remain quite constant. No longer after the great initiation will the vegetable matter need to rest in the winter time, thereby forming a particular cycle of expression as it does at the moment. Expression will continue throughout the years. Gradually mankind will be able to heal all known diseases, will be able to cure even the disease known as old age by mental processes enhanced by a great knowledge of which he is able to appreciate because of the heightened vibration within the brain structure of himself. Gradually, mankind in the new world will learn to tap the great all-pervasive energy radiating from the logos of the planet as an intelligence. He will be able to bathe himself in this great light and thereby preserve his physical structure throughout the centuries. He will learn how to cause procreation without a physical contact. He will learn how to communicate with all the worlds. He will conquer all space. He will be taken to the far ends of the galaxy. Many and varied will be his experiences. He will gradually spread throughout the whole of space, finding out for himself its great mystery, solving these. Mysteries, understanding and living by the great laws. In these days, he will be evolved above all form, all thoughts of materialistic gain will be foreign to him. He will be evolved above all known political systems. He will be evolved above the use of his petty free will, and he will be given the key to the great portal of total freedom. This is the new world. This is a picture of the new age as it will be. There is not a force in all the worlds which can alter this, which can put one blemish upon it, not even the foolishness of mankind. For those who turn away from their present opportunities to enter this new age, to reside upon this new world, there will be rebirth upon a younger planet, and a history similar to that which mankind has already experienced. Aeons ago, when the life streams now manifesting is terrestrial men chose a free will . They also brought upon themselves a certain set of experiences. These experiences must be lived through to their full extent. England, whom I now choose whether you will play your rightful part in one of the most significant pieces of land, and a piece of land, by the way, which will, of course, not be flooded in the new world, as will other pieces of land now upon the surface of your earth. Or you may choose to be reborn upon a younger planet and go through your histories again until you will be faced in some future time with this present situation. Choose now, for you are the only one who can choose. No one can force you. No one can dictate to you, save your higher self. Allow this higher self to guide you, the mental, physical being, through the portal to the new world. And you will be wise. Before I vacate a transmission orbit, I will give you all the benefit of my invocation. Such is the vital importance of the message this evening that there will be no other transmission of following. Therefore, if you would neon in neem 20 pet interference aspect needle 6, I will receive this. If you would be of assistance to yourselves, then avail yourself of this invocation. Now, I first start by thinking through yourself a great violet flame. Allow it to come through you. Don't hold it up at all. Just allow it to pass through you. Don't force, just allow. This is the key word. Allow this violet flame then to impregnate you. Great, vibrant, all-living flame which comes from the very heart of the Logos of your planet. Allow it to flow through you unimpeded, right through your feet, up to the heart center. Allow the transmuting flame, which in your color would be referred to as white, to travel through your brain tissue, through the neck, right down to the heart center. White, vibrant, living, very flame of life itself. Allow this to come down and impregnate you. Now then, amalgamate together the two forces, the violet flame and the white flame, and raise these up above the top of your heads into the into the golden sphere there. And when I give the invocation, dear friends, allow the great, all-pervasive, golden flame of complete spiritual transmutation to flow unimpeded through you. This is the practice which, coupled with your right action, will help you to be ready for the new world. I invoke the power from the masters of the sun in Saturn this very moment. May this power fall upon the heads of terrestrial men this very moment. See that he may know that God dwells silently within him. Thank you for your kind attention. Think well upon what was said. Act upon it. If you would enjoy the new world, good night.